and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me in the program is the president of the Missouri Beef Industry Council, David Dick, who is from near Sedalia, Missouri. And David, I understand the U.S. Supreme Court has finally reached a decision on the litigation that involved the National Beef Checkoff, and that came out very positive for the beef checkoff itself. So maybe you could, first of all, just tell us what the decision was and what that means to cattle producers here in Missouri.
Well, it was a 6-3 decision. Justice Scalia did write the opinion for the majority, and basically it was 6-3 hands off. Everything that was challenged was upheld, so we're to go on as we are before. You know, the constitutionality and the fact that it was considered government speech was all upheld, so we look pretty good.
Now, I understand that at this point, it maintains the beef checkoff. Will there be anything different about how the checkoff is handled from this point forward?
I think what the court has said is that we have handled it correctly from day one, even including now. I don't see any big changes on how we do anything. We've always been upfront about the collections and upfront about how we've allocated the money as far as to, producer communications or the various research proposals or the advertising campaigns. So I think we just need to keep what we're doing and maybe just get the message out a little more clear sometimes about what we are doing and just kind of keep doing the good things we have been.
What would you say to those other cattlemen who perhaps were associated with the folks that were bringing the lawsuit in the first place as you look at moving forward now with this decision from the Supreme Court?
Well, I think the main thing that it says is that we kind of all need to work together. We've kind of come to this point and had a difference of opinion up until now as to what was maybe right and wrong, or the gray areas were a little ill-defined, but you know, now it's a pretty definitive, point-blank decision there that everything's kind of okay the way it is. So we just kind of need to put down our sticks and stones and go forward from here and agree that we're all going to be beef producers and do the best we can to help each other.
As a cattleman yourself, just describe your feelings when you first heard about the decision.
Well, it was kind of funny. We had cut some hay yesterday, and we're in the process of putting up a building, so we've been busy all morning. So I came in, and first thing I saw was some flashing on the answering machine, so I picked it up, and here's all these different messages. So I knew something had happened, but your wife had informed me of what the decision was, and I was very grateful for that, and I was tickled to death to get a positive decision.
At the national level with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, how do you think this will be taken there, and what might we see as we look forward down the road from them on the national level?
I serve on the operating committee of the Beef Board and Federation people, and I can tell you that on the Beef Board side, they've been operating under caution here for quite a while now. So it's kind of going to be a great big deal of relief that they can actually get back and do some forward-looking planning as to where we need to be going. We've kind of, I don't want to say coasted, but we've held still here for a while, not knowing which direction this thing may fall. And I think now with that, they can certainly begin to make some definitive plans on some forward movement on some issues.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the decision to fellow cattlemen around Missouri?
Well, I think, you know, it's just a good time to be a beef producer, and there are a lot of good things to come yet.
Okay, well, thank you very much, David Dick, who is president of the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And with this Missouri Beef Industry Council report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.